Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The Missing Piece. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In July 2007, the Eternity 2 puzzle was launched, along with a $2 million prize to the first person that could correctly solve the puzzle. 18 years later, and the Eternity 2 puzzle has not yet been solved.
Ooh, I like this already.
Now, I don't know much about the nuances of puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
So it would behoove you
mm-hmm.
post something on the Instagram
mm-hmm.
of what this puzzle looks like.
Yeah.
I would describe it as if you were tiling your bathroom, and it was a pattern that was symmetrical, but it has to be perfectly symmetrical throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it, like the partially solved ones, it's like, oh, this seems pretty cut and dry, but mm-hmm. it's not. There's
yeah.
no way with the pieces that you're given to solve this puzzle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it really does look like, I'm looking at it right now, an innocuous puzzle that you'd be like, oh, I bought this whatever, and I'm like, I have a weekend that I can solve this with my family. It does look very like approachable and a wider scope of it. And you're like, oh shit, this does seem insane. And they're just squares. It's not the way you think of a puzzle where they've got like the little ridges and
right,
the little,
like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah. No, these are just squares that you put together.
So I've delved into the puzzle community a little bit
mm-hmm.
by default, I guess.
Oh, really?
And there's a lot of that. So if you're a puzzle person, you probably know more than I do, or maybe we do, about it, but it is a tiling puzzle, and I guess more specifically, an edge-matching puzzle, which...
Oh, God. Already maddening.
Edge-matching is the process of finding corresponding disjointed features along the bordering edges of two adjacent line data sets and properly connecting them. But when you look at it, you're like, oh, okay.
And you're like, I can do this. It will take me time, but I can do this.
That's what a lot of people said.
I know.
And
I
failed
know.
Doing it.
Absolutely.
The origin comes from British puzzle creator and mathematician Christopher Monckton. The Eternity 2 puzzle is the follow-up to the original Eternity puzzle, which was also designed by Monckton. Released in 1999, the original Eternity puzzle consisted of 209 irregularly shaped pieces that had to be arranged within a 12-sided grid. It was so difficult, it took two mathematicians, Alex Selby and Oliver Reardon, nearly 2 years to find the solution. That's two mathematicians.
Yeah.
Took them 2 years
to
solve the first
solve
one.
A puzzle. How many pieces were in the first one, too?
209.
That's so low. For
it
and
feels
I
low.
Do love puzzles.
Yeah.
Like I do them a lot.
Yeah, I've seen you.
Yeah.
Do
and I
puzzles.
Do like 1,000-piece puzzles, but you know, they're the jigsaw ones.
Yeah.
But that is such a low. It must be so hard for it to have that low of a number of puzzle pieces.
I would imagine the lower the number, the more difficult it could be, because if you have a lot of pieces, maybe as a mathematician, the variables you can calculate more, maybe
mm-hmm.
209.
It sounds absolutely maddening.
And a £1 million prize
mm-hmm.
sorry, was awarded to the first person or people to solve it. And those two mathematicians,
no.
they won it.
Which actually, if you break that down into how many hours it probably took them, it's probably like below minimum wage.
Maybe it was just the love of the game. You ever thought of that? Not just
me? I'm a profiteer gal. No, no, no.
Motivated by the success of the original puzzle, Monckton set out to design a sequel that would surpass its predecessor in terms of complexity and difficulty. And boy, did he do that.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Yeah.
After years of research, experimentation, and design, the Eternity 2 puzzle was released in 2007. This one with 256 square pieces, each with a unique pattern, which significantly increased the challenge compared to the original Eternity puzzle. So this mm-hmm. one's already harder, more pieces, and mm-hmm. then the way they're shaped.
Mm-hmm.
They get the other ones, I think, were symmetrical, and this one is irregularly shaped. The objective? To place these pieces within a 16 by 16 grid, matching the colored edges of each piece with its neighboring pieces to create a perfectly aligned grid. Unlike many other puzzles, Eternity 2's pieces have no rotational symmetry, dramatically increasing its difficulty. You're tiling a bathroom floor.
God.
And, you know, there is no cut-off edge. Mm-hmm. In the corner, there's no cut-off. Every piece that meets has to match the pattern.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's interesting because I'm looking on Reddit, and like you said, nobody has solved it.
There's been some partially solved
there's
ones.
There's some attempts that honestly look pretty good to yeah. me, but they're still wrong. You can tell that they're wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like real close, a couple pieces off. It's like, no, these are straight up wrong.
And you know those people didn't slap it together.
No,
in like
they were
10
working
minutes.
For a very long time.
And they're like, I can show you this.
Yeah, they're like, I've lost my mind. Here's what I've got.
To sweeten the pot, they offered twice the amount. $2 million. I don't know if it's 2 million or 2 million pounds. So the unclaimed prize has been going on. I think it's now defunct. Like, I don't know if you can claim the prize anymore. Mm. I think that
it's past the statute of limitations.
Yes.
Oh.
But people still want to solve it.
Yeah.
Now, there are no verified complete solutions to the Eternity 2 puzzle that have ever been published, including Monckton's. So he's just saying, yeah, there's a solution. But there is no way to verify if he has a solution.
God.
So there may be no solution. And then the fun of it is, I say there's a solution. It's mm-hmm. like, there's buried treasure out there,
yeah.
I'm telling you. And people are like, I don't need to know. I don't need a verification.
Mm-hmm.
Just the idea that it's unsolved is what drives people mad, probably trying
yeah.
to make it, and what drives us to talk about it.
Absolutely. And it feels like, and similar to the Choose Your Own Adventure thing that we did, which actually these communities are kind of overlapping in my research, where it's like, you, for very smart people, not for me, because I would have given up a long time ago, but the promise of there perhaps even maybe being a solution out there in the world abstractly is enough to like motivate you to keep going and keep working on it and doing it and talking about it and theorizing and hypothesizing what could be. And that is, I mean, it's a very human thing. That's a very like we don't know what's out there, but we're going to do our best to figure it out. Kind of inspiring.
For money.